Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Ayin Vav, 376, as we are in the ninth mitzvah related to Nazir, 9 out of 10. We have two left. Today's mitzvah is the second mitzvah related to Tumah. Yesterday we discussed the Isser of a Nazir going into an Oel HaMeis, becoming Tamei that way, and today is the more general Isser of just becoming Tamei Meis. As we mentioned, that if Nazir just walks into a house directly, normally, then one would not violate yesterday's mitzvah, because he already becomes Tamei the second before his whole body walks in. But he would violate the Isser of today, and that is Lo Yitama. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, Kol Yimei Haziro Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. All the day that he is a Nazir, he is not allowed to become Tamei. Lo Yavo. He cannot enter in. That was yesterday's Isser. And now the Pasuk adds, La Aviv Uli Imo La Achiv Ulachoso Lo Yitama Lahem B'Mosam. Any even of the of the primary relatives, one is not allowed to become tamei, can be matami themselves, even though it's a mitzvah to do burial. Ki nezer lokava rosho, he has the crown of God on his head. Kol yimei his nizro kadoshu lashem, all the days of his naziris, he is kadosh. By the way, we mentioned a couple of days ago, related to the previous phrase in Pasuk Hey, this kadoshi yeh, and some say that means the hair, and some say that means the nazir. Either way, you have another phrase of kadosh hu lashem in Pasuk Ches. So even if the earlier phrase is talking about the hair, it's this one seems to be pretty clearly talking about the nazir himself, kadosh hu lashem. And the pasuk continues, v'chi yamus meis alav befes ha-pisom, as if there's another type of situation being described. Pasuk vav and zayin, don't become tamei. And then it says, if an ones occurs, meaning the previous two times seems to be bemazed. And then if something happens, befes ha-pisom, suddenly, v'timei rosh nizro, so what do? He has to get a haircut, v'gilach rosho, v'yom taraso, v'yom ha-shvii galchenu, on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he brings birds, shtei terum, shtei b'nei yonah, one for a chadas and one for an ola, and then he starts over again, as we'll talk about the details. This is today's mitzvah, the isser of a nazir becoming tamei. Shelo yitamei a nazir b'mei, says the chinuch shin ayin vav, shenemar, laviv limo lo yitama. Afapi, shekvar kasafti b'mitzvah rishona shebeseder zeh. Even though I already said in the earlier part of this section, in mitzvah shin samach beis, tamar chalkas tuma min hakodesh, even though that I've already spoken about why a tamei person cannot go into the beis hamikdash, but I have something specific to say about why a nazir cannot become tamei even for his parents, and surely for Shar Krovim. Hare, HaKohen Hedyot, Shegam Hu Kadosh B'Tamei Bohen. Even a Kohen Hedyot becomes Tamei for his seven relatives. V'Hainyan, so why is a Nazir different? A Nazir is only like a Kohen Gadol. V'Inyun L'Fi Adomeh. Ki Kedushas, and says the Chinuch, something that the Achronim pick up on and expand upon, but it's really right here, it's the Sefer HaChinuch. They quote it in the name of the Avnei Nezer and others, but it's the Sefer HaChinuch right here. Ki Kedushas HaKohen Chala Alav Memela. Lo Hiskim Hu Aleha Umidaita Lo Niyasa. Kedushas Kohen is automatic. My father's a Kohen, so I'm a Kohen. I didn't create this Kedusha. I didn't create this situation. I was born into it. Ki imileda umibeten niskadesh bikoach shifto shekula kodesh. Van hagasu imkrovav kechol shar b'nei ha'olam. And the hanhaga, my behavior with my relatives, is like anybody else. What's the difference between a Kohen and another Yisrael on a regular day-to-day basis? Nothing, right? For 2 weeks out of the year, the Kohen is in the base of Mikdash serving, but all the other times of the year, he has regular family life. Regular life, he's living at home, he maybe doesn't have to work, he gets some land, but either way, it's a regular, doesn't know differences in halacha. He'll bench, he'll duchin, but generally there's no difference between a regular Kohen and the rest of his family, and a Yisrael and the rest of his family. And therefore, as the Chinuch is going to say, there should be no difference in halacha between the Kohen and his family and the Yisrael and his family. V'amnam li'itim gamkin yishkon behechalav. Sometimes, yes, he goes to the mikdash, v'yogel amohavav, v'lisimcho l'mishta, yikra re'ev v'karovav. The Kohen also will make bar mitzvahs, will make parties. Al-Kain, and therefore, the Torah knows that emotionally he's going to be very connected to his family. And once they die, the Torah has to let each Kohen become Tamei for his family because he has such a close relationship with him. It's a focus of his life. That is why a Kohen is allowed to become Tamei for them because he has a regular relationship with them. And call Darchei Torah Noam v'chol nisivosei ha-shalom. Put this on the list. Darchei Noam. We'll add to the list in a few minutes, but let's just finish the sentence. Achein. That's my regular Kohen. He has regular family lives, therefore it's only natural and appropriate for him to be metami himself for his relatives. Achein, ha'ish ha'nazur l'Hashem, but a person who becomes a nazir, he's separate. He's different. Nazir, it someone means mufrash. He's different. He doesn't have a regular relationship with his family. Achein ha'ish ha'nazur l'Hashem, kol yimei neder nizra, kadosh l'Hashem, he's a kadosh. Like the pasuk says, Lo yitma betavas olam, he's not involved in regular parties. He doesn't have wine. V'lo yimzmatzi bebeis mishtos b'sudas reyim. He's not out with his regular friends. Ki afrashaso min ayayin mochachas olav. His separation from wine forces him, shenasan libo lahavin, ulehisanos levnei Hashem, ulesakein darchei nafshu, ulaniach tanugi aguf hachashuch. He's going to an extreme. See, he has already separated himself from his family. Somewhat, in order to get close to Hashem. So once he does that he doesn't need to have the allowance and to be able to be metame himself for his family. He's not involved in the physical world anymore. His focus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does he get pleasure from? Spirituality. And therefore, the Torah says, okay, it fits into your lifestyle. You're not becoming tame. Similar to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Kibiyosa Me'ulamot, again, he's separated, he lives in Yerushalayim, he's never allowed to go outside of Yerushalayim, maybe not even outside the Beis HaMikdash area, and he's separated. He doesn't have regular family life either. V'tama nomer alav, it says the chinuch, an amazing point, the same type of lashon is used both by a nazir and by a kohen gadol. By a kohen, it calls him that he's a mashuach with wine. Fine, a nazir does not have that, but it's a very similar lashon. By the kohen gadol, it says, ki nezer shemen mishchas elokav alav. And by a nazir, it says, ki nezer elokav al rosho. Similar, they wear the crown of God on their heads. Meaning they're separate from the rest of society. And that is why they have similar halachas, that they are the only two people that aren't allowed to become tamei for their seven relatives. V'ulai tachshov l'hashiv alai, yet, says the chinuch to his son, you might ask me, ki anozul ozman behishlim zmano yashul l'mei aluma, v'yirdof tavosav, how can you compare the two? A Kohen Gadol, fine, that's a life appointment. Once you're a Kohen Gadol, so you're finished. But a nazir is only for a month. So for 1 month, you're going to tell me he has a different relationship with his family, like the Kohen Gadol does? Says the chinuch, im kain, lami yechamer yoser mikohen hedyo. So you might say, why is he different? It's only for a month. Hatshuva, the answer is, because if somebody's a nazir, hopefully, says the chinuch, that affects him for the rest of his life. Even though halachically, he's going to have a heterim at the end of the month, or however long he accepts his zeros for, but hopefully the message is that it stays with him. Ki ha'adam achar haziru l'ashem pamachas tikva yeshbo l'kadesh atzmo u'lahosif yom yom betuvo u'min ha'shamayim askimen al yado. So he will forever be a changed man, and therefore, even though the Kohen Gadol is separated forever, but and the Nazir is not, the halachas of a Nazir are still paralleled after the Kohen Gadol. Good. So there's a lot of discussion here that we have to talk about. First of all, the Bali Musar, the Azayin LaTorah here discusses it and says, so isn't it that a Nazir could be like a Kohen Gadol? That's basically saying that each person in life could reach the level of a Kohen Gadol. Each person. Two major sources to remember that we mentioned in the past, but they're beautiful sources. They're appropriate to mention again. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shuva, one Rishon, one Achron. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuva, Perakei Halacha Beis, Al Yaver B'machshav Ascha Davar Zeh. Don't think what people say in this world. Sha'omrim Tipshei Ha'umos. What those foolish people say. V'rov Gomei B'nei Yisrael. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Ala Adam Mitchilas B'riyaso Li Atzadik Arasha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gozer on a person to be Atzadik Arasha. Ain't a davar kain. The Rambam says some people don't believe in mechira chavshis. Says the Rambam, it's besides proving it otherwise, but it's foolish. It's not true. Ela kol adam va'adam roili osadika Moshe Rabbeinu o Rasha ka Yeravam. Everybody can be like Moshe or like Yeravam. That's an amazing line. Every single person in life could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the animamins. Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody's going to be like Moshe. So that's in terms of nevuah. There's never going to be another Navi that's going to be as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in terms of each person getting close to Hashem in their own way, fulfilling their potential, Moshe, it could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Like the Chinuch says here, like the Bali Musar say here, explaining that the message of Nazirus, having the same halacha as the Kohen Gadol, is that every person can reach the level of the Kohen Gadol. Number one. The other source to mention is the Emes Liakov. Rabbi Yaakov Ganesky writes in Parshas Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu is the Midrashim about Moshe when he was a baby, and that he spoke with a lisp, all the discussion and the but even before that, when he didn't nurse from any other woman except until Miriam came and brought Yocheved, and he was able to nurse. And Rashi quotes there, why? Because Pek Kadosh, this holy mouth with Asal Adaber Mashchina, he's going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Peh Peh, Adaber Bo, so it's inappropriate for him to nurse from a non-Jewish, from an Egyptian woman. It's fine. That is the halacha. If you look in the Ramah quotes this halacha in Yaradeya. Yaradeya quotes this halacha, that it's best not to have a Jewish baby nursed from a non-Jewish woman. And answer Yaakov Kamenetsky, what do you mean? It's based on the Tshuva of the Rashba. What, that's about Moshe Rabbeinu. Also the Daber Mashchina. That's why that halacha applies to Moshe. That's in Shulchan Aruch for every Jew? The answer is yes. Because every Jew must view their child as a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. Also the Daber Mashchina. Nazir has the same level as Kohen Gadol. Anybody can be a Nazir. Man, woman, Eved, anybody can accept Nazirus. That's the message of Nazirus according to a number of the Balei Musar. Okay, that takes us through the Hashkafa section. Let's continue now into some of the halachas. Midini HaMitzvah, Mashamar Zecharnu LaBracha. The Chinuch tells us that there are two major categories of Tumas Meis. Both of them, if a Nazir does, and he violates the Meis, he violates this Isser. But sometimes he'll have to restart his Nazirus, and sometimes he won't. Sheyesh Tumas Meis, Sheim Nitma HaNazir Ba, Migaleach, he has to get a haircut, Vis Soser HaYam Makotmin, and all the previous days are uprooted, Umaschil Limnos Yimei Niziruso Acharechen, and you got after you count the seven days to becoming tar, he has to start his Naziris again. The Yesh Tumas Meis, She'ein Megaleach Bavura, and there are other types of Tumas Meis. It makes him Tame, but V'lo Sosra Yam Makodmim, it won't undermine the previous days. V'yav Meishu Tumas Shiva, even though he's Tame for 7 days, L'fi Shalonem Arbo, V'chi Yitmala Nefesh, Ela V'chi Yomus Meis Alav. Because it says, if he will become Tame, if a mace falls on him. Demashma, achi itame betumos, shehein ba'atzmo shel mace. And there are different categories. The Chinuch goes through many details. The 12 different types of tuma that a Nazir is megaleach alav, those are the more serious types. A kezayis ben mace, most of the bones of a body, most of the skull, Revius Chatzilog Dam Habamimis Echad, all the different discussions here that the Chinuch has. And then in the second half of the Chinuch, he says, all the other types, first of all, Tumos Durabanan, Tumos Eretzaamim, Asada Shenechresh Kever Besocha, or any of those, all of those, even though the Chinuch ends off, Aval Bisha Bechalele Hutami Tumas Shiva, Umaza Beshlishi Beshmi, he needs the ashes of the Paraduma. He's really Tame Mace. But still, maybe it does not undermine everything from beforehand. The days that he's Tame, he cannot count towards his Naziris, but it's the limbo days. Limbo days, he doesn't count as Naziris, but it doesn't ruin his Naziris either. Right? That's an important two different categories of Tumash anazir megaleach and ein anazir megaleach. V'chein minyan mitzvah. He also talks about what happens if somebody is mitame a nazir. So there are two people involved. So if the nazir willingly became tame, b'meis that he gets malchus. If somebody makes him tame, he violates lifnei ivur l'sitin michshol. If he's b'shogeg, then the mitame will not get malchus, but the one who is Tame will become Tame. Ending off, before we see some halachas in the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah applies always, all places, all times, men and women. If somebody violates this Isser, he quotes the Rambam, says you get four Averis, four Malkus. Lo Yitame, Lo Yachel Dvaro, because he violated his word that he accepted to be a Nazir. Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, because became Tame, he's got to delay the time that he was supposed to bring his Karbanos, so he's violating the Isser on purpose of Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, and Lo Yavo, and if it's a situation where he went in, and he violates the Isser of Oel Nazir, Oel Ameis by a Nazir, that also would be violated if it has those circumstances. Okay, let's talk about some of the halachas that the Minchas Chinuch brings up here. First of all, We know there's a principle of mixas hayom kikulo that comes up a number of times in this sugya of Naziris, where a Nazir has to restart. Nazir has to restart. So when could he restart? So the Minchas Chinuch says, at the end of Oshei, well, it depends. If it's a tumah that a Nazir does not have to be Megaleachon, which means that he doesn't have to start again. Day 3, he has to be sorry for 7 days. Day 3 and day 7, he has the ashes of the Paraduma sprinkled on him. He goes to the mikvah on day 7. Day 7 of his Tara process can be day 1 of his Naziris. But if it was a Tumah Shanazim Megaleach Alav, and therefore it's going to undermine his Naziris, and he has to bring a set of Karbanos, Karbanos Tumah, so then you can't count day 7, because the Karbanos cannot be brought until day 8. So after once the Karbanos are brought on that day, then you can start recounting. Number 1. Number 2, Osvav. The Minchas Chinuch quotes something, it's unclear why the Chinuch doesn't mention it, and that is, there's an exception to the rule. Maybe he doesn't mention it because he already mentioned it earlier by a Kohen Gadol. Even by a Kohen Gadol, and even by a Nazir, there is one type of kavura and tumah that a Nazir must take part in. And that, of course, is mace mitzvah. If a Nazir is walking down the street and he finds a mace that nobody is burying, he must be matami himself and bury the mace. Gadol kavad abrius. This is docha losa sheisha b'torah, even these losa says of related to Naziris. And then he quotes, what happens if a Kohen and a Nazir are walking down the street and they find a mace mitzvah? So a Kohen, you might think, can become tamei for 7 relatives. So surely he's on a lower level than a Nazir. Says the Rambam in Perek, right here, in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel, Kohen v'Nazir shepagah b'meis mitzvah, afilu Nazir olam, yitma Nazir va yitma Kohen. The Nazir makes himself Tameh, because a Nazir inherently has temporary Kedusha, even a Nazir olam. It's not, he's only eternal for him, but not eternal in the family, and it's not defined as eternal, it's a quantitative measure, but a Kohen has Kedushas, so Kedushas Olam, and therefore the Kohen, they both have to make themselves Tameh, right, theoretically, but a Kohen, here, if there's a choice, the Nazir goes instead of a Kohen. And the Minchas Chinuch asks on that halacha, why should it be that a Nazir should make himself Tameh and not a Kohen? Based on, his question is based on the Ran. What Ron? The Ron talks about in Maseches Yuma Shabbos. It's Shabbos. A person is deathly ill. He has to eat meat on Shabbos. You have a piece of treif meat. A piece of treif meat right here. So the person could eat the piece of treif meat, or you could go and shecht an animal and cook it up and get shechted meat. Get shechted meat. So what do you do on Shabbos? The halacha is you shecht the animal and get kosher meat. The question is why? You have a piece of treif meat here. Your piece of treif meat, so why does it eat the treif meat? Then you don't have to violate Shabbos at all. So the Ran says in the Dalet Amud Beis in the Daf Yerifin Yuma, why? Because when it comes to the treifa, there's an isser each and every bite. Each and every kezias that eats is an isser. By Shabbos, there's one isser of shchita, there's one isser of bishul, boom, it's finished. And now it's kosher. So the question is, Sefer HaChinuch, says the Minchas Chinuch, based on that Ran, that you see many Isurim, even if they're less serious Isurim, is something that we try to stay away from, even though, right, Shabbos is much more chamer. Shabbos is an Isur Skila and Avela and Trefa is an Isur Lav. But based on that, Vahachi also, Amayitami Nazir. Why should a Nazir become Tami? Nazir violates a bunch of different Isurim, and not a Kohen. Nazir overall a Baal Lavin, like we saw before in the Rambam. Ribui Lavin, Yoser Chomur, the Kalva Chomer. So according to that Ran, shouldn't a Kohen have to become Tami and not a Nazir? Answers the Minchas Chinuch v'nire, it must be that a Nazir's Isurim are more Mako, because Yeshnan b'She'ela, we had that earlier, because you could get out of it theoretically to do She'ela on the Naziris, it must be it's more Kal, and that's why it's not comparable to the case of Nevela and Hilchos Shabbos. Good. Continuing, moving right along, the Minchas Chinuch brings up some other very interesting cases. What if a Nazir Tameh and a Nazir Tahar are walking down the street and they see a mace mitzvah? What should happen? So, as you would have thought, the Nazir Tameh should become Tameh, because after all, he's Tameh already. What if he became Tameh yesterday? So, if he becomes Tameh today, he's still doing something wrong. He's still delaying. The answer is it doesn't matter, because he only has to bring one set of karbanos. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, Kiva the Nazir shenitma betumas harbe betokim etuma eno mevi karbanos mechadosh. Therefore, he's not considered doing something as bad as somebody who is a Nazir Tahar, and therefore the Nazir Tameh would be Matameh himself. One final point, and that is earlier, what if you have a Naz Pashut Dimpagu, he says this at the end of Ozvav. Dimpagu Shnei Anashim Dechad Kalmi Chavero Da Din Da Kalmitame Imachomer Time Atzmo. In all of these rules, you have a Nazir and a Kohen, you have a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shloshim Yom. All these different, we didn't get to all of them, permutations, another Tami and another Tahar. If the wrong one is Matami himself, says the Menchas Chinuch, you give him Malkus. Because in this situation, he's not allowed to. Delo nitan litcho set slo kivin sheish kan acher. They know meis mitzvah klal lagabe didei. That is meis mitzvah. Hachanami. Kivin to acher mechuyiv li tamas velo ram yale lo have meis mitzvah. So again, that is something that one has to keep in mind, that if somebody does not have the heter in this case, so then he cannot use the heter. If you look in the Shemen HaTov that we mentioned yesterday, where he talks about this idea of a Nazir doing it himself, and a Kohen getting it automatically, so that's why in a certain sense, a Nazir has a higher Kedusha. He quotes a Medrash that says, in the name of the Sfasemis, quotes the Medrash that says this on next week's Parsha in Parsha Shmos. Tov Shem Mishemen Tov, V'yamamavis V'yamivaldo, Pasuk in Koheles. Tov Shem Mishemen Tov. Better is Hanani Mishal Vazarya, that went out of the Kifshana Eish, more than Nadav and Avihu, that were Nisraf Ba'ish. That's the Medrash. Chanan Shara Vazaya were greater than Nadav and Avihu. What's the connection? Nadav and Avihu, says the Sfas Emes, they were Nimshach B'Shem and Mishcha. Their Kedusha was given to them. Chanan Shara Vazaya, they did it with their own Mesiris Nefesh. Gadol, right? Tov Shame. The shame of Chanan Shara Vazaya did it themselves is a greater Hasaga, right? A greater accomplishment than an accomplishment that was given to a person on a silver platter, and therefore, in a certain sense, a Nazir has a greater Kedusha than a Kohen. And he says, ultimately, every Jew has both. Right, as it says, Zekeli mianveu elokei aviv arumemenu, Zekeli and elokei avi. Elokei avi is what I'm given, and Zekeli is my relationships. This is something that Nazir teaches us, as we said before, the great heights that a person could reach, even if a person doesn't become a Nazir. There's no mitzvah, like we said, there is a mitzvah to come in Nazir, but it's not something that all Rishonim agree is a wonderful thing, but the messages of Nazirs are for sure related to all of us. Anyway, we didn't get to summarize all the Derechah, Darchei Noah mitzvahs, but remember, there's a lot of them, the Gemara in Sukkah about Hadassim, and the Meshech Chachma by Puruvu by women, and others as well. Hopefully we'll be able to summarize them at some point. Okay, we'll stop here.